Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Welcome back to Waves of Glory on Blog Talk Radio. This is Apostle E, and I am a marketplace apostle. I am coming to you today, talking once again about apprehending the kingdom. This is the word of the Lord that He has given me today to bring to the body of Christ, to bring to those of you who are trainers in the kingdom, those who are equipping the saints. You will need to get this book, Apprehending the Kingdom. Last week, I believe, we talked about how it came to pass that I wrote this book, Apprehending the Kingdom, because of my own desire and out of my own frustration to hear what the word of the Lord is concerning Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. First section in the book is apprehending the kingdom. I would just want to give a definition of the word apprehend. To apprehend means to take or to seize, to take hold of. In the literal sense, it is normally applied to taking or arresting persons by legal process with a view such as apprehend a thief. So to apprehend the kingdom is to take hold of it securely and not let it slip away. It is easy to allow the kingdom to slip. Like I told you last week, I had been preaching the gospel for more than 25 years and had not apprehended the kingdom of God. I was flowing and following along with the status quo of do's and don'ts and perceptions that were not the perceived or even the revealed word of God for the people of God. It's easy to let the kingdom mentality slip away. The cares and struggles and trials of life cause us to lose sight of the kingdom. It's like driving down a road to a destination and a fog rolls in, especially at night. Normally, you don't really see it coming. It's just kind of gradual that the fog kind of comes in. First, it's a kind of soft mist, and then it gets thicker and thicker and thicker, and pretty soon you can no longer see where it is that you are headed. You know, or you believe you're still on the road. You hope you're still on the road, but you can't really see. And this is what happens. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. This is what happens when we become caught up in the cares of life, when we become caught up in worrying over this, that, or the other. Oh, my brethren and sisters, today, when we begin to worry, we begin to lose sight of the kingdom of God, because God's kingdom is a supernatural kingdom. It is a supernatural manifestation of the presence of God in the earth. And if we truly believe God, if we truly, truly believe Him, then we got to believe everything that His word is saying. When Jesus was teaching His disciples, seek first the kingdom of God. Oh, what an awesome, awesome privilege it is to seek the kingdom of God. To seek His kingdom means to go hard after God, not to be complacent about our relationship with Him, not to be complacent about who we are in Him, not to be complacent about why He has established us in the earth. We are His body. We are to function as a body. We are to move forward and in and out of situations and circumstance. We are to go into cities as the body of Christ. There is no individuality in the kingdom of God. We are all the body of Christ. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one body. And that is who we are. When we lose sight of the kingdom of God, we lose sight of our unity, as well as our divinity, as well as our eternity. And we begin to live in a day-to-day existence. But God doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to walk in the supernatural. He wants us to understand that we are supernatural beings walking the earth in a natural experience. He wants us to understand, as we are seeking and going hard after his kingdom and the principles and culture thereof, that we will impact nations. We will impact our communities. And so Jesus let his disciples know that people who don't know God, who don't have him as Lord and Savior, will go hard after things. Now, there is nothing wrong with having things, but I believe one of the disciples wrote to us, "What will it profit a man to gain the whole world?" All the things that you want to have, the houses, the cars, the boats, the travel, the money in the bank, what will it profit you really to gain all of those things and lose your soul? So God wants us to connect with him. He wants us to connect with kingdomship, connect with our kingship in the earth. Now, listen, I want to kind of break it down as if I were speaking to a group of third graders. And I want to say to you, I'm going to tell a little story today, maybe make it a little more plain about what's happening. The Bible is a book about a king, a kingdom, and a royal family. Now, I don't know about you, but I was brought up on fairy tales, and you probably know a Cinderella story and the Beauty and the Beast and Snow White and all of these stories that we were taught as children all have to do with kingdoms and kings and princesses, have to do with economic and social status. Usually it's someone from the lower class who is upgraded to the higher classes, as classes go, from the status of being a peasant or a servant in the kingdom, and having been elevated by the end of the story to the status of royalty and rulership. Every single fairy tale story elevates someone who is classified as peasant status or serving the king to the status, praise the Lord, of kingship or queenship. Every peasant girl who meets the Prince Charming turns eventually into a princess and begins to rule in the kingdom. The Bible is such a story. However, it is not a fairy tale. It is the truth. There is a king. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is a kingdom, and there is a royal family. And we who have been separated from God were living a life of servanthood until Jesus came in the earth and restored the kingdom, restored us to the kingdom of God, reconciled us to the kingdom of God, and elevated us from the place or status of servant once again to joint heirs with him. And we are now operating in the status of royalty. We have been grafted in again into the royal family. And it is going to take some effort on our part to overcome an earth-minded mentality of running after things and being in the rat race and being like the Joneses and operating in our natural mind. God wants us to be elevated to a supernatural thought pattern so that we think what he thinks. And we act the way that he would act, and we speak the words that he would speak. It is time in this season, as the Spirit of God is pouring out his Spirit on all flesh, for us to tap into the supernatural, to move swiftly into the things that God has called us into, to begin to cast off this flesh and move forward in the things of God. In writing this book, Apprehending the Kingdom, there is one element of the story that I'm going to keep bringing to you, that after the cross, there is a crown. Jesus the Christ did not finish the work simply by going to the cross, but he finished the work by ascending into heaven and taking a seat at the right hand of the Father. And in that place, we are now seated. For the word of God declares that we are seated with him in heavenly places. Now, as I was studying about protocol in a kingdom, the right hand of the king is a place of honor, and it is reserved for whosoever the king desires to honor at that point. In order to sit on the throne, you have to be invited. You don't just walk up into the throne room and decide, okay, let me find a seat and go sit down next to the king. There is this established protocol in the kingdom of God, and Jesus has been given the seat of honor next to the Father. And in him, glory to God, we are seated on a royal throne right next to the Creator of the ends of the universe. We have been elevated to the status of royal family member. Glory to God. You need to get this book, because you don't need to continue to operate in religion and tradition and false teaching. You don't need to keep going to church week in and week out and just going on like a hamster wheel, going through the motions, greeting one another with a holy kiss. Sometimes we greet one another. Sometimes we roll our eyes and walk to the other side of the church. But our existence in the earth is much more than a Sunday morning or Sunday evening worship service. It is much more than a midweek Bible study. My God, we are created to have dominion, to rule and to reign in the earth, to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth, so that what is happening in heaven will likewise be happening in the earth. And it is going to happen through a people who are kingdom-minded, a people who have been transformed by the renewing of their minds, so that they are no longer focused earthly, but they are focused on bringing kingdom to earth. Seeking the kingdom means asking God to reveal himself and his will to us daily. It means searching out the wisdom and the revelation of the knowledge of God. It means not becoming complacent and falling into ritual. God wants us to be in relationship with him, and that relationship is a royal relationship. It is a kingdom relationship. And much, much more when you begin to discover or to become more kingdom-minded. And it is a progressive thing. We know this because when Jesus was teaching his disciples and teaching the multitudes about the kingdom, he spoke a parable. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 pecks of flour until it was all leavened. Now, back in those times, people made their own bread. They didn't run out to the supermarket and pick up a loaf. So some of you may need to go back and study, what does it mean to be leavened? What does it mean? It means to put some yeast in some flour, mix it up with water, and to leave it sit. And as you leave it sit, it begins to swell. So this woman has taken a small amount of leaven and placed it in the flour, mixed it up, and set it. And while it is sitting, it begins to rise. The comparison that Jesus is making here speaks of the way that the leaven or the yeast is folded into a batch of dough. Though you cannot see it, you can no longer see it, you can see the effects of it. And God wants the effects of the kingdom of earth to be revealed. He wants to reveal the manifest sons of God. But we have to be connected to the kingdom. We have to have the mindset of the kingdom. We have to shift our thinking into kingdom thinking, that we are kings and priests in the earth. We're not just walking along as others who do not know him, who are not a part of the body, who are not members of the royal family. We are royal family members. Praise the Lord. The yeast that Jesus is talking about is working behind the scenes, slowly but effectively and progressively. In this same way, the message of the kingdom of heaven is at work within us. When we begin to go hard after the kingdom, when we begin to seek the kingdom with all of our hearts, the message gets down on the inside of us and begins to cause a reaction from within, so that we are not just going through the motions of church services and church rituals, but we are actually becoming more and more like unto him. We are moving from glory to glory and from faith to faith. We are excelling. We are progressing. We are growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior. We are becoming more like him. We are becoming more attuned to the supernatural and less attuned to the natural. Because when we begin to operate in the supernatural, we tap into supernatural power. We tap into supernatural provision. We tap into supernatural wisdom for life. Everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness is found in seeking after the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Jesus explained it to his disciples this way, that the kingdom does not come by information. It does not come by regulation. That means that you cannot hand me a set of rules and say, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that, and expect that you're going to enter into the kingdom that way. This was what the Pharisees had done to the people of God. They had, on top of the commandments that God had given Moses, the Pharisees and the Sadducees had added more burdensome rules and regulations. Do you know they could not, on the Sabbath day, you could only walk a certain number of feet? There were so many foolish rules and regulations and stipulations put on the people that it was hard to really know God. And only thing that the people at that time knew about God was what was being taught to them by their forefathers. And because some of the Pharisees and the religious leaders were corrupt, they used the word of God to keep people in bondage. Whereas the purpose of the word of God was to connect the people with God and to free them from bondage. It is the same in some places in the church Christendom today. The word of God is used to bind and not to loose. It is used to manipulate and not to set free. But this book that I've had the awesome privilege of penning through the revelation of the Holy Spirit will help you to break free from religion, tradition, and erroneous teaching. God is not going to recognize how many rules you kept, but he is going to recognize whether or not you have a relationship with the Son and whether or not you have been operating in kingdom principles. So I want you to check out Apprehending the Kingdom by Apostle E.J. Melvin over at Amazon.com. Go over there and get a copy. Even if you don't get a copy, go over there and review the book. You can take a peek inside. Technology is so good now, you can take a peek inside the book right there through the internet. Likewise, it's available on Amazon Kindle. So if you have a Kindle or if you download the Kindle app, you can read it right there on your Kindle book. Excuse me. So the kingdom of heaven, once again, is coming to us by revelation. I want to say this one thing to you. If the Spirit of the Lord does not reveal kingdom to you, you do not see kingdom. You can think that you see kingdom, and it will become a part of your education instead of revelation. When the Apostle Peter was not yet an apostle, but when he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," he said that because by the Spirit God revealed that to him. And the same thing will happen to you as you begin to seek God for the kingdom. There will come a supernatural revelation into your spirit man that is greater than any education you can get outside of the revelation of the Spirit of God. This book will help you to shed those erroneous teachings. There are some things you're going to have to take off. There are some mistakes that were taught to you that you're going to have to let go. There are some concepts that you've been living for years as a child of God that have nothing to do with God. They are simply the rituals of man, and they have no benefit to you. God wants to speak to you today concerning the kingdom. When Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray, he taught them to ask for daily bread, which meant that he wanted them to talk to God every day. Some people say God doesn't talk to you that much and you don't have to do that every day. But Jesus said to his disciples to pray daily. So he showed them by example, by getting up early in the morning, going up into the mountains to pray. Every single day he communicated with his Father. Could it be that the body of Christ is as weak and impotent as she appears to be because we don't pray and seek the face of God daily? We don't seek the kingdom daily. We don't seek to know, what are you doing in the earth today? What is your will for me as an ambassador for the kingdom of God? What is your will for me today? And Jesus made it plain that I don't do anything except I see the Father do it first. So he had to get that revelation early in the morning so he would know what the day was going to hold for him. And I charge you today to begin to seek God early in the morning. Begin to get up a little earlier. If you have an early work schedule and you have to jump right up and jump in the shower and run and get ready and then go to work, I challenge you today to get up an hour earlier and seek the face of God. Seek the kingdom of God, because it is in seeking him that you will discover everything that you desire is found in him. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." When you begin to seek the kingdom, you will have such a hunger that you should be careful not to try and satisfy that spiritual hunger with natural food. Can you remember a time when you just kept trying to find whatever it is that was going to satisfy this hunger that you had in you? You said, "I'm hungry, but I've had some ice cream, and that wasn't it. I've had a piece of chicken, and that wasn't it. I've had this. I tasted this." And it's like you're just going around the house trying to find something to eat. But it's because there's a spiritual hunger that's on the inside of you, and nothing is going to be able to satisfy it but the presence of the Most High God. So I implore you today to begin to hunger and thirst after the righteousness that is imparted unto us by faith. That's where our righteousness comes from. The scripture says in the book of Romans that God gave imputed righteousness to Abraham because what? Because he had faith in God. Because of his faith. That's where righteousness comes from. God just gives it to you. And our righteousness is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. No amount of doing rules, regulations, taboos, staying away from taboos, none of that stuff is going to matter. If your righteousness does not come as a result of being connected to the vine, who is Jesus the Christ, then you don't have any righteousness. And even though you curb your fleshly appetites and you follow all the strict rules that the quote-unquote organization tells you to follow, if you don't know God, if you don't have God in your heart, if you're not connected in the realm of the Spirit, if you haven't accepted the fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, then all of that is for naught. And so we are just going to just barely go through the book as the coming days here. This has been chapter 1 on seeking the kingdom of God. What does it really mean to seek the kingdom of God? I would ask you today to begin to ask yourself that question. Don't just go along with the status quo. Don't wait for somebody else to tell you what it means to seek the kingdom of God. I'm asking you today to get on your face before God and ask him, God, what is seeking the kingdom? And am I truly seeking the kingdom of God? Or am I still seeking things through prayer? We can be sadly mistaken to think that we are still seeking the kingdom when actually what we're doing is seeking things through prayer. So don't let that be your mistake of seeking things through prayer. You really want to turn your focus to God, to the kingdom, and to the royal family. I pray today for you, my friends, my brothers and sisters, that you will have a mind shift. And as the Apostle Paul says, you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you will come out of this story of apprehending the kingdom. You will come out of this story different from when you went in. Just like the butterfly, the caterpillar, when he rolls into his cocoon and wraps himself in all of the things, the silk that he's wrapped in, and he's shut away for a time. And I want you to know, in order to become a butterfly, he actually has to have an actual meltdown on the inside of that cocoon. His whole body parts are completely dissolved, and he is recreated. Glory to God. God wants you to experience the butterfly effect. He wants you to come into a cocoon with him and allow him to melt down everything about you, every thought, every concept that you have had concerning him, concerning the word of God, concerning your life in the earth. He wants you to get with him and allow him to do a metamorphosis in your life so that you, when you emerge from that place in him, you are going to come out so much different than when you went in. You're going to be unrecognizable. No one will ever think that a butterfly was ever a caterpillar. So I pray for you today that you would receive the spirit of transformation, that you would seek the kingdom of God with everything in you, that you would go hard after God and not let him go until he revealed his kingdom to you today. Once again, check out this book, Apprehending the Kingdom by Apostle E.J. Melvin on Amazon.com and Amazon Kindle. Listen, my brothers and sisters, God wants to elevate you. He wants to transform you. He wants you to know that you are a member of the royal family with all of its rights and privileges. Remember today that you are not here to be awesome. Excuse me, you're not here to be average. You are here to be awesome. You have been fearfully and wonderfully made, and the kingdom of God and all of the earth is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. I pray for you today, as well as for myself, that we would go hard after the kingdom. Thank you for listening. Have a great afternoon. Have a powerful day. Have a wonderful week. And have a glorious August, because God is up to something big in you.